Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie today alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig, and you as well. Get in touch with the show, 713-572-4610. As we go around the NFL, NFL's going to discuss the possibility of players participating in the 2028 Olympic Flag Football Tournament. I would hate this idea if I was any NFL team. What say you?
Well, I think the NFL teams don't want it, but the league, interestingly enough, I mean, they're pushing it. This is a Goodell special, you know? So I like the idea, but I also feel like there's a chance. I don't know how you feel about this. This might blow up in their faces a little. It's a different world. It's a different game, you know?
Yeah. Like, what you mean blow up in their faces?
Well, like this isn't going to be like the Dream Team in 92.
Yeah, okay. You know, okay,
that's they just throw their hats in the ring.
I was kind of with that, too.
Win by 80.
Because we kind of laughed at the guy. Remember the guy that called out Patrick Mahomes?
Daryl Hoosh or Hausch Doucette. Wonder what he thinks about that. He was a little bitty quarterback that throws all these funky passes and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, I remember the guy that was kind of calling out Patrick Mahomes, like, oh, he couldn't play in our league.
Yeah.
Which I thought he was kind of being a little too crazy with that. But yeah. Some of them got, they know the tricks of playing flag football.
It's like, I'm going to mix.
A little bit different than real.
This is a weird example, but when I was younger, now I am that guy, I guess. But when I was younger, I had a neighbor, I was in my 30s, and I had a neighbor that was in his 70s. I'm not that, by the way, but he was old, and I used to play him racquetball.
Uh-huh.
He would kick my ass.
Yeah.
Every single time, because he knew every angle. He his movements were just very, like, deliberate. He never really even really sweated.
Uh-huh.
And just where to put the ball and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Just kick my ass every single time. By and large, I feel like the NFL team and an NFL flag football team would probably win, but I don't think this is going to be a cupcake.
Racquetball is certainly an old person sport, by the way.
Yeah.
For sure. And I avoid that, right? There's that whole theory Elvis played racquetball the morning he died. There's like a theory of a few famous people who died after playing racquetball. I avoid racquetball. But getting back to your point, yeah, I would compare it, and this might not be a fair comparison, but the 3-on-3 basketball they had in the Olympics, like, they didn't take NBA players for that. That's a whole separate thing and a whole separate style of play. It was a half-court 3-on-3 game. I think this is similar where they almost are like two separate sports to a certain degree, and you can't just plug one guy in from the NFL and have success.
Yeah.
It's also completely different, but I always think back to, who was it, Robert Edwards, the Patriots Pro Bowl running back in the 90s, where they had this stupid flag football game on the beach at the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah, and he blew out his...
And it ended his career.
I think he dislocated his knee
like that. Yeah, look, that was on sand. This isn't going to be on sand, but it's just that idea. Like, imagine Lamar Jackson gets injured playing flag football.
Yeah.
You have things in these players' contracts to keep them from playing other sports in the offseason to avoid injury, and I think this kind of goes against that.
Well, what's interesting about this, and by the way, as I'm mentioning this, I want you to put together your perfect NFL flag football team. I put one together this morning. Start thinking about that. I think the reason that this has legs is the NFL is all about flag football right now. You know, the girls' flag football, mm-hmm. they had that big initiative and fundraiser here. Didn't Cal and Hannah give like $1 million or something?
Hannah is very much into the flag football for the women.
And obviously the head injury thing, start them out in flag football. This makes the NFL look good, and they like to look good even though they're not always good. So I think it has legs, and there will be some real push for the NFL to do this.
Also, for a sport that loves to try to go national or international, you know, branch out to other countries, the Olympics could be a great opportunity to showcase some of your guys and your sport, essentially. Mm-hmm. All right, give us, what do you got for your perfect
This was off
roster.
The top of my head. I think it's pretty good, but certainly open for some consideration. Now, you have 7 players that you take. Most of them are offensive-minded, but I threw a defensive-minded one in there that could certainly play offense. Quarterback, it's got to be Lamar Jackson, right? Or Patrick Mahomes. I say Lamar Jackson. The running backs usually have 2. I've got Christian McCaffrey. That guy is hard to touch, mm-hmm. and he's got moves. Same thing with Jahmyr Gibbs. I got Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs. The wide receivers, you also need guys that can, you know, shake a little bit. Tyreek Hill, Amon Ra. I mean, he's all about after the catch and stuff. And Justin Jefferson, you got to have that big cat out there doing stuff. And then the utility guy, which is the guy that you kind of focus on defense, Derek Stingley Jr. And that's not being a homer. I mean, that guy can close gaps, intercept the ball. Mm-hmm. He can certainly get to you, and get the flag. So I think Derek Stingley. So it's tell me where you would change. I got Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Jahmyr Gibbs, Tyreek Hill, Amon Ra, Justin Jefferson and Derek Stingley.
As far as quarterback, the first person I thought about was Kyler Murray.
Ooh.
Because he's short. He is really good. Lamar Jackson is really good with that, too.
I think Kyler might be better.
Yeah, Kyler. He's good with being out just going around in circles.
He's got those funky moves. He's got flag football moves.
Yeah. I think about the people that can avoid getting tagged, pretty much.
That's going to become the new scouting term. He's more of a flag football quarterback. Kyler Murray. If we were doing this for 2028, I would say Tyreek Hill might be too old at that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I'd really replace him with, though. But I think it's a really good roster. And then, you know, maybe Travis Hunter I'd throw in there.
Oh, wow. Forgot about that.
You could do a little bit of everything.
That's a real good one.
You know what? Sorry, Derek Stingley Jr. I was with you in spirit.
It's an interesting exercise, though, and I'm curious if it comes to fruition.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons might be another one. I know. Don't mention a cowboy, but maybe I'd throw him out there.
I was thinking about Tank Dell because he's small and fast.
Healthy Tank, yes.
Yeah, healthy Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Texans, I heard you guys going on yesterday about the whole schedule release, how it wasn't one of the better ones in the league, the social media video, and then I guess we've got some news recently that makes it even worse, huh?
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, Figgy. Like, one day later, did the Texans I'm not going to make it a statement, but I think it's a fair question. Was the bad schedule drop? Again, sorry, love you, but it wasn't good. Was the Texans' bad schedule drop just a branding and sponsorship thing? Did you see what happened yesterday?
I did, and I actually thought about that yesterday. I forgot to mention it, but I was thinking, like, damn, is Budweiser making a comeback where they could, you know, are they bringing back the commercial or something like that? Yeah. That feeling, because that was, I think that's where it started. Was it Bud?
It was Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light. Yeah, that's kind of where it started a little bit with that famous commercial.
Yeah, please tell me you didn't do this just as a sponsorship ploy. Because less than 24 hours after that schedule drop, which was widely panned, it wasn't just me, they did this.
Oh my. What?
What?
Ages are.
So they pretty much brought a big old truck full of
18-wheeler.
Full of beer. Full of, was it Bud Light?
Yeah.
Full of Bud Light. And Mark Vandermeer came out of the NRG stadium and said, "What? What is this?
Are they trying to monetize?"
The guy was like, "What's up?
Are they trying to monetize us? Some things you don't try to sponsor and monetize."
I'm more curious, wondering if Bud Light is trying to bring that back.
Yeah, but
are they trying to bring back
the
whole
"What's up?" Not with the schedule. Be creative.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree too. But I wonder if they're trying to bring that back or.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. That was the best campaign they ever had. Beer commercials used to be so good, like 25 years ago.
Light beer used to have the best.
Yeah. The whole was it Coors Light?
Look, they're talking about Mudballs on TV right now.
There you go. I think Coors Light used to do the fake press conferences with coaches, and they'd ask him about the
Those
were so good.
Yeah. Well, Dennis Green.
Yeah. And then the Twins jingle, what was that, Bud Light? Real Men of Genius. The beer commercials were so good.
But did they sell out?
Yeah,
I think so. They're looking out. It's one of their biggest sponsors, so they're looking out for them.
Okay, everybody has big sponsors, but be creative. Do what the Chargers.
They got to love up on them a little bit.
The Cardinals and all these other teams, they didn't sell out.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. Yeah. I hate when athletes or teams do this. It reminds me, I think it was Tom Brady when we were wondering, is he going to retire, is he not? And he had those teaser commercials. Yeah. And then it ended up just being it wasn't about his career. It was an advertisement for some company. I don't like that. Keep those things separate.
Yeah, it was kind of a thing, too. I think, remember towards the end of the year where quarterbacks was gifting their whole team and offensive linemen gifts? Yes. And I think somebody gifted them all trucks or something like
and
that.
And it was like...
Brought to you by Ford or something like that.
Yes. It was Brock Purdy who didn't have the money. I think it was Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Who didn't have the money to give seven trucks.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. But you could tell it was some type of sponsorship.
Yeah.
It's the age of influencers. You can't post anything on social media without it being a secretive ad campaign.
Say it ain't so.
And they make it so obvious, too.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm drinking this Coors Light. Wink, wink.
Yeah. I'm going into this one blind intentionally. I've not listened to this. I don't even know what this is about. I'm just reading the notes here. Jim Nance has no shame. I want to hear what this is all about.
You didn't read the other part. I said, get a room, bro. Get a room, bro. So Jim Nance was on the podcast. What podcast was it, Figgy? I can't remember. We'll see.
I can't remember.
We'll give him credit. But anyway, he was on a podcast yesterday. No, it was with Rich Eisen, I believe.
Yes, that's what it was. Rich Eisen.
He was on a podcast yesterday, and he was asked about Aaron Rodgers. Now, keep in mind, speaking of sellouts, all right, CBS has 5 Steelers games this year.
Mm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we're willing to contribute somewhere. I think we can get up to close to 7 figures.
Ooh,
as a feel good sign of appreciation, just to kick in a little incentive for you to be in Pittsburgh this year. We need the Steelers to be good. They need you. I saw you play last year. The numbers were really good, a lot better than people gave you credit for. And I know you can still play. And you get doubled up with Mike Tomlin and TJ Watt on that defense. I think it'd be a great thing. Let's get this thing done. I'm just making a personal appeal. We want you, we need you, and we look forward to seeing you.
We need you. Talking about Aaron Rodgers.
It sounds like
company
he,
man.
It sounds like he don't want to see Mason Rudolph and Will Howard play.
5 times?
Yeah. He'll be like Al Michaels on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Just so bored watching that team.
We need you.
I kind of feel him on that, man. I don't want to see those guys play either.
I'm surprised he didn't throw in his worn ties as part of the package.
Oh, yeah.
To try to entice
Rodgers.
I'll even
give you a tie.
Yeah, I'll give you the tie I wear after the game. You care about that. NFL schedule maker Mike North said what you guys, I guess, were discussing yesterday. When you look at the schedule this year, it is littered with Chiefs primetime or standalone games. Mike North said, quote, "The Chiefs have kind of surpassed the Cowboys as the bell cow." I guess you're not too surprised by that thought, though.
Yeah, he was He was also with Kay Adams. He was with Kay Adams. Let me ask you, because it's a fair discussion. The way I put it, I don't think the Cowboys will. I think the Cowboys will always be America's team, just because they came along at the perfect time, back when the Stones and Janis Joplin were playing, and Mamas and the Papas and all that in the 70s. It was like the golden era, and just enough people hate them as love them. I think they'll always be, quote, America's team. But right now, America's team, I mean, he just said it, is the Chiefs. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. America's team, yeah. But I'll also say I'm tired of the Chiefs. I saw that schedule come out the other night. What do they have, like 8 standalone or 8 primetime? Like, yeah. I feel like the Patriots during their dynasty were not shoved down our throats the way the Chiefs are.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're not a very fun team to watch anymore. Like, if this was 4 years ago, sure, Mahomes is throwing it all over. You got Tyreek Hill. Now it's more like a defensive team, short passes, run the football. Kind of a boring team to watch. I'm not looking forward to seeing them on primetime TV every week. But the main point, I think, does stand that, yeah, I think they are the America's team in the sense of that's who the NFL should hitch their wagon to, certainly more so than the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, yeah. Figgy?
Yeah, no, I agree. Right. I think they are America's team right now. I kind of agree with Luke a little bit. They was a little dry last year. Yeah,
that's a good point. They weren't fun to watch, independent of their brand.
I think the only time that season they scored over, 30 was against the Houston Texans.
Right. Go figure.
Yeah, that kind of sucked. But, yeah, they really wasn't that fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But maybe they looking at Mahomes like, hey, he going to be around for another 10 years.
Yeah.
So let's take advantage
of
this.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
I'm a betting degenerate. The Chiefs' second half unders last year were like 14-3 because they would just get a lead and then just take the air out of the football. Yeah. And it's like, this is so boring. No one would score in the second half.
It's crazy, too, because I felt like they were so beatable.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Like, man, they should have lost to the Raiders. The Raiders just kind of wet themselves during that time, and they should have looked. Man, that's so frustrating.
Yeah, right. Made it even more frustrating. And then real quick, we'll get out of here on this. There's a new book coming out, Seth Wickersham, who does a great job with these kind of investigative books. And part of it is involves Caleb Williams, who admitted that he doesn't know how to watch film, and no one's taught him how to watch film, and he just kind of sits there and watches by himself but doesn't know what to look at. Just a further indictment of a young quarterback who kind of struggled last year.
That is problematic.
Yeah.
In today's world, that is very much a problem.
Yeah, not great for the Bears.
He's just sitting there watching the game, like us.
Exactly.
We breaking it down a little more than him. Yeah, he's just sitting there with it on.
Yeah, I wonder what happens on this next play.
That's like me watching the Spanish channel. I'm just watching.
That's right.
Don't know what they talking about, what's going on.
I'm just watching.
Man, he chilling.
Yeah. Some of those soaps, you don't need the sound anyways. Mm-hmm. And the other part of that story, too, with Caleb Williams is that he was initially trying to work his way out of Chicago and then realized, let's just go play in Chicago. So, Bears fans, I don't know how comfortable that make you feel either, that he originally did not want to go there. Mm. That takes us somewhat to this. When we come back, this is my question, because I was listening to a lot of this station yesterday. Have the Texans done enough for this season, or is it already kind of a failure? That's my question. I'll lay it out. Next, it's in the loop.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.